right, everyone. Ready to dive deep into cloud cost optimization.
Always a hot topic, right?
For sure. And today, we're dissecting this fantastic article.
Oh, which one?
It's called, hold on, Cloud Cost Optimization. Tips for Efficiency and Savings.
Okay, yeah.
From Frank King over at Cerebrix.
Cerebrix, they always have good stuff.
Right. This article, it starts with a stat and it blew my mind.
What's that?
Flexer's 2024 State of the Cloud report. They found that companies are, get this, wasting up to 32% of their cloud spending.
Whoa, 32%. That's a lot.
I know. It's like just money down the drain because of inefficiencies.
Ouch. So what can we do about it?
Well, Frank lays out 8 key tips.
Mm-hmm.
Tip number 1 is all about right-sizing your resources.
Right-sizing. That's essential. Like, you wouldn't wear a snowsuit in the summer, right?
Definitely not.
Same idea in the cloud. You don't want to run these huge virtual machines if you're only using a tiny bit of their power.
So find the right fit.
Yep. Just right. Like Goldilocks. Not too big, not too small.
I like it. The Goldilocks zone of cloud resources. But how do we find that sweet spot?
Well, thankfully, we have monitoring tools these days.
Ooh, like little cloud spies.
Kind of. They keep track of how much of your resources you're actually using and can point out where you're going overboard.
So we can get rid of the excess.
Exactly. Crim the fat, so to speak. But workloads can change, right? Sometimes you do need that extra power.
True. What then?
Autoscaling. It's like magic.
Autoscaling? How does that work?
It adjusts your resources in real time. As demand goes up, bam, more power. Demand drops, it scales back down.
So you only pay for what you actually use at any given time.
Exactly. And Frank gives a great example in the article. Sarah Lawson, a cloud engineer, helped her company cut costs by 20%.
Whoa, 20% just from right-sizing?
Just from right-sizing. So it really makes a difference. And that's just the first tip.
Okay, so right-sizing is step 1. What's next on Frank's list?
Reserved instances and savings plans, they involve a bit more commitment.
Ooh, commitment. Are we signing a contract with the cloud now?
Haha, sort of. You're basically promising the cloud provider that you'll use a certain amount of resources for a set period, usually 1 to 3 years.
And in return?
You get a nice discount, lower monthly costs.
Oh, it's good. But you've got to be sure about those resource needs, right?
Absolutely. It's best for workloads that are predictable, the ones that run consistently.
Got it. So if you know you're going to need it anyway, might as well lock in a good deal.
Precisely. The article quotes James Kim, an AWS architect. He saved his company 25% annually just by switching to a savings plan.
Wow, 25% per year. That adds up. But what if my workloads are all over the place? You know, unpredictable.
You're thinking about the more dynamic workloads. Well, for those, Frank suggests something called spot instances.
Spot instances. That sounds intriguing.
They are. It's like finding hidden treasure in the cloud world.
Oh, tell me more.
So spot instances are basically spare compute capacity. Think of it as getting a great deal because the cloud provider has extra resources they want to use.
So a bargain.
Big time. You can snag these spot instances at a much lower cost. But there's a catch.
Uh-oh, there's always a catch.
They can be interrupted.
Interrupted, like cut off.
Yeah. If demand for regular instances spikes, the cloud provider might need to reclaim those spot instances with short notice.
So it's a risk.
A bit of a gamble, but it's perfect for certain types of workloads, the ones that can handle a little interruption.
Got it. What kinds of workloads?
Things like batch processing, maybe some data analysis or testing environments, stuff that can be paused and restarted without causing chaos.
So if my workload's a bit more flexible, spot instances could be my ticket to some serious savings.
Exactly. Frank even shared this story about Emily Tran. She's a cloud architect, and she used spot instances to cut her data processing costs by a whopping 80%.
80%? Are you serious?
Serious as a heart attack. So yeah, spot instances, definitely worth considering.
Okay, I'm putting spot instances on my list. But what about storage? All that data has to live somewhere, right? Storage. Another big piece of the cloud cost puzzle. And you're right, it can get expensive.
So what's the secret to keeping those storage costs under control? Spill the beans.
Well, Frank's approach is all about being smart with what you store, where you store it, and how long you need to keep it.
So no more digital hoarding.
Exactly. Just like we declutter our homes, we need to do the same in the cloud. And luckily, cloud providers offer different types of storage, just like we have different types of storage in our houses.
Okay, I like this analogy. So in our homes, we have, what, shelves for everyday stuff, attics for things we don't need as often?
Right, and maybe even a sealed deposit box for those super important documents. In the cloud world, you've got standard storage for frequently accessed data, archival storage for things you need to keep but don't access often,
sure.
and even pulled storage for data that's rarely used.
Got it. So just like you wouldn't keep your winter coat in the living room all year round, you wouldn't keep rarely used data in your most expensive storage tier.
Precisely. And here's the best part. Archival storage is significantly cheaper than standard storage. So moving data to the right tier can really slash those costs.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do we keep track of everything? It can be a real jungle out there in the cloud
yes.
with data scattered all over the place.
True. That's where those cloud-native cost management tools come in handy.
Oh, right. The cloud accountants we talked about earlier.
Yep. They can help you analyze your storage, see what can be archived, and even automate the whole migration process.
It's like having a professional organizer come in and whip your cloud storage into shape.
Exactly. No more digital clutter, just organized, optimized storage.
I'm loving this. And those tools, they can do more than just storage, right?
Oh, yeah. They're like a financial fitness tracker for your entire cloud environment. They can track spending, help you set budgets, send alerts if you go over budget, and show you trends over time.
Wow. It's like having a personal cloud financial advisor. No more nasty surprises on the cloud bill. And the article mentioned a case study where someone actually saved money using these tools, right?
They did. Linda Phelps, a CTO, used cost alerts to help her team cut their overall budget by 15%.
15%?
Yeah.
Just from being more aware of their spending. Okay, I'm officially a believer in these cloud cost management tools. But with all these optimization strategies we've covered, right-sizing, commitments, storage, those awesome tools, are we missing anything? Is there a secret weapon we haven't unlocked yet?
There is, and it's a real game changer. It's the power of automation. Think of it as putting your cloud management on autopilot.
Ooh, automation. The idea of my cloud managing itself is very appealing. So we're talking about automating those repetitive tasks.
Precisely. And it can be a real hero in your cloud cost optimization journey.
All right, let's talk details. What kind of tasks can we actually automate?
Well, imagine your virtual machines powering down automatically when no one's using them.
Oh, like a smart home system that turns off lights when you leave a room?
Exactly. Except in this case, those virtual machines are costing you money every minute they're running.
So no more wasting those precious cloud resources. What else can we automate?
Think about workloads that fluctuate throughout the day or week. Instead of manually adjusting your resources, you can use automation to scale them up or down automatically based on demand.
So it's like a thermostat that automatically adjusts the temperature to keep things comfortable without wasting energy.
Exactly. You're only paying for what you need when you need it. And don't forget data retention. We don't need to keep everything forever.
Definitely not. I'm guilty of some serious digital hoarding myself.
Well, automation can help you set up policies to archive or delete data based on its age or importance.
That's like having a self-cleaning attic for your data.
I like that. And here's another culprit of cloud waste. Orphaned resources. These are resources that are left behind after a project is completed or a server is decommissioned.
Oh, like leftovers that get pushed to the back of the fridge and forgotten.
Exactly. They're not doing any good, but they're still taking up space and costing you money.
So how do we deal with those orphaned resources?
Automation. Again, you can set up scripts that automatically scan your environment, find those orphans, and either delete them or notify you so you can take action.
So it's like a robot vacuum cleaner for your cloud, going around and cleaning up the mess.
Okay.
I love it. Automation really is a superpower when it comes to cloud cost optimization. And did Frank have an example of this in action?
He did. He told the story of Raj Patel, a DevOps manager, who saved his company thousands of dollars every month by automating the shutdown of their non-critical services after hours.
Thousands of dollars a month. Okay, I'm sold. Automation is a must-have. But is it only for the tech experts?
Not at all. All the major cloud providers have tools and services that make it easy to get started with automation, even if you're not a coding whiz.
That's good to hear. Sure. So we've covered right-sizing, commitments, storage, those handy cost management tools, and now the magic of automation. What else did Frank dig up in his quest for cloud cost savings?
This next one is all about taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture. It's about multi-cloud strategies.
Ah, multi-cloud. The idea of spreading your workloads across different providers to get the best deal.
You got it. But it's not as simple as just picking the cheapest option from each provider.
So there's a strategy to it.
Oh, yeah. It takes careful planning to do it right.
Okay, so it's like planning a multi-city trip. You wouldn't just book the cheapest flights and hotels without thinking about the connections, the logistics, right?
Right. In the cloud world, mistakes can lead to complexity, unexpected costs, even security risks.
Yikes. So what's the key to a smooth, cost-effective, multi-cloud approach?
The key is to use each provider for what they're best at.
So play to their strengths.
Exactly. Don't try to make one cloud do everything. Figure out which provider excels in which areas.
So like assembling a dream team of cloud providers, each with their own superpower.
Love that analogy. One provider might have amazing storage pricing, while another is a beast at high-performance computing.
Right. Pick the best tool for each job.
Mm.
And avoiding redundancy is also important, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to pay twice for the same thing on different platforms.
Absolutely. Redundancy can kill your budget.
So how do we strike that balance between resilience and cost efficiency?
Franck's just figuring out which services are truly critical and need that backup. For other workloads, it's often smarter to just choose the provider that gives you the best solution for the best price.
Got it. Be strategic. Not just blindly chasing redundancy.
Exactly. And remember Kevin Ross, the multi-cloud expert Franck quoted.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, assign tasks strategically. Figure out which provider is the best fit for each task based on their pricing and strengths.
So it's like planning that multi-city trip, making sure you're getting the most out of each stop without any unnecessary overlap.
Nailed it. Multi-cloud success is all about planning, strategic choices, and a sharp eye for cost savings.
Well, I have to say, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about all these cloud cost-saving strategies we've uncovered. But before we get too carried away with our multi-cloud dreams, let's circle back to something that Franck emphasized. Cloud cost optimization isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process.
You got it. It's not set it and forget it. You've got to stay on top of it.
So it's a journey, not a destination.
Exactly. It's about constantly improving and adapting. Like, it's like staying in shape. You can't just work out once and expect to be fit forever.
Ah, the cloud cost workout routine. So, how do we stay on track with our cloud cost fitness? What's the secret to avoiding those bad cloud habits?
Franck's final tip is all about regular reviews and adjustments. He says it's crucial to check your cloud setup regularly to see where you can improve.
So, like getting regular checkups with your doctor.
Exactly. Things change, your needs evolve. What worked 6 months ago might not be the best solution today.
So we need those regular cloud checkups to stay ahead of the game.
You got it. And remember Tasha Williams, the cloud operations lead that Franck mentioned?
Yeah, she's the one who created a whole culture of cost awareness in her team, right?
Yes. She found that even small changes like right-sizing storage or getting rid of unused resources led to significant savings when they made those changes part of their regular routine.
So it's not just about the technical stuff, it's about mindset too.
Absolutely. When everyone's on board and thinking about costs, the savings can really add up.
It's a team effort.
Totally. Well, that wraps up Franck's 8 tips. We've covered a lot.
We have. From right sizing to automation to multi-cloud strategies, it's been quite a journey. What stood out to you the most from all of this?
You know, those spot instances really blew my mind. 80% cost reduction, that's incredible. It shows how important it is to understand the different cloud services and use them to your advantage.
Yeah, that 80% really stuck with me too. But for me, I think the biggest takeaway is the power of automation. Letting the cloud manage itself as much as possible, that's just brilliant.
Couldn't agree more. Automation is a game changer. But before we wrap up, I want to leave everyone with one last thought.
Oh, do tell. I'm all ears.
It really highlights the importance of understanding the nuances of different cloud services and leveraging them strategically.
80%. That's mind-blowing. And for me, I think the biggest takeaway is the power of automation.
Yes.
Setting things up so that your cloud environment is constantly optimizing itself is a brilliant way to ensure ongoing cost savings without requiring constant manual intervention.
Couldn't agree more. Automation is a game changer.
So true.
But before we sign off, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Oh, do tell. I'm all ears.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the technical details of cloud cost optimization.
Yeah, all the strategies and tools we've been discussing.
But ultimately, it's not just about the numbers.
Ooh, I like where this is going. What's the bigger picture here?
It's about aligning your cloud spending with your business goals.
Okay.
And ensuring that every dollar you invest is driving value.
I see.
And supporting your overall mission.
So it's not just about saving money for the sake of saving money.
Right. It's about making smart strategic decisions that propel your business forward.
It's about finding that sweet spot between maximizing the power of the cloud and minimizing unnecessary expenses.
Exactly. It's about responsible resource management and making choices that reflect your organization's values.
Beautifully put. It's about using the cloud as a strategic enabler, not just a bottomless pit of resources.
Exactly.
Okay.
And when we approach cloud cost optimization with that mindset,
yeah,
we not only save money,
right,
but also unlock new levels of efficiency, innovation, and sustainability.
Ooh, I like that.
It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Couldn't agree more. Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about cloud cost optimization. We've explored the strategies, the tools, the mindsets, and the inspiring success stories. It's been an incredible journey.
It certainly has. I hope our listeners feel empowered to embark on their own cloud cost optimization adventures.
Me too. But before we say our final farewells,
yeah,
let's remind everyone where they can learn more and continue this exciting exploration.
Absolutely. Be sure to check out the full article by Frank Kenny on Cerebrix.
Yes, great article.
It's a fantastic resource filled with actionable advice.
Absolutely. And remember, the world of cloud cost optimization is vast and constantly evolving. There are countless resources available online, from blog posts and webinars to online courses and certifications.
So true. And don't forget the power of community.
Yes.
Connect with other cloud enthusiasts, share your experiences, and learn from each other's successes and challenges.
We're all in this together, striving to make the most of this incredible technology while keeping those cloud costs in check.
Well said. So keep exploring, keep optimizing, and keep those cloud adventures exciting and cost-effective.
Until next time, happy cloud journeys, everyone. Okay, I'm ready for that final thought. What's the parting wisdom you want to leave our listeners with?
Cloud cost optimization, you know, it's not just about saving money.
Okay.
It's about, like, using those resources wisely.
Right.
Making good decisions for your business, you know?
So it's about more than just the bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to support those goals, those big picture things.
It's like aligning your spending with what you're trying to achieve.
Exactly. It's not just cutting costs for the sake of cutting costs.
Right, right.
It's about making those smart choices that help your business grow.
Ah, so it's about strategy, not just being cheap.
Exactly. Finding that balance, you know, the power of the cloud, but without breaking the bank.
Yeah, making the most of it without overspending.
And, you know, when you approach it that way.
Yeah.
You can, like, unlock new levels of efficiency, innovation even.
I see, I see.
It's not just about saving money. It's about doing things better overall.
It's a win-win.
Totally.
Well, I think we've covered a ton today, right?
We have.
Right-sizing, automation, multi-cloud, all that good stuff.
It's been great, yeah.
Hopefully our listeners are feeling ready to tackle their own cloud costs now.
I hope so. There's so much they can do.
Absolutely. And we've got to remind everyone where they can learn more.
Oh, yes. For sure.
This is just the start of the journey, right?
Exactly.
So where should they go?
Well, first off, go read that full article by Frank Kenny.
Yes.
Over on Cerebrix. It's packed with great advice.
Super helpful. Definitely. Oh. And don't forget, the world of cloud cost optimization is always changing, right?
Always. There are so many resources out there, webinars, courses, you name it.
Keep learning, keep exploring.
And connect with others too.
Oh yeah, the community.
Find those other cloud folks, share what you've learned, the good and the bad.
It's all about learning from each other.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, keep exploring, keep optimizing, and keep those cloud journeys exciting and cost effective.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time, everyone, happy cloud travels.